Welcome to the Fully Expressed Podcast.
We are your hosts, Samantha and Karenna.
This is a show where we invite you into your fullest expressed self in life, relationships, and business. We believe that if you crave more, you are meant for more. There is room for all of us to be fully expressed.
Along with the show, we've created a virtual community to connect you with fellow listeners. Make sure to check out the Fully Expressed Community membership. You'll find the link to join in the show notes and on our website.
So excited to see you there.
Enjoy this new episode.
You guys, I'm so excited to formally introduce you to the newest co-host of the Fully Expressed podcast, Samantha Hollingsworth.
Hi.
I literally, you know, Samantha has been on the podcast for the last, I think you were on like twice.
Yeah.
And we were connecting and we were just like vibing and kind of dropping in on where each of us were. And I had this idea to like invite her to be a podcast host with me because one, she's freaking amazing. And I'm so excited for you guys to experience her way more often than just the two episodes that we had last year. And two, just for everything that we get to do together.
Yeah.
How are you feeling about being here today?
I'm so excited.
Yeah, this is like our first, you're like official co-host.
I know. I also think it's fitting because the last time we spoke, or and even the first time we spoke, we talked more about astrology a little bit, the first time definitely, and we both were talking about how we're tired of doing things alone, and yes, we're moving into collaboration, and I feel like it's just so fitting, and I also feel like it was just meant to be.
Mm-hmm.
I think the seed was planted 6 months ago.
Yeah.
But you didn't know. But I kept it here in the back of my mind.
So you knew.
Yeah.
I love it.
And now it's here. I love it.
Oh, I'm so excited. Yeah. Sheba said something something for anyone that's listening, you know, as I started the podcast or like stepping into early end of 2023 and 2024, I was like, I just don't want to do business alone. And I knew a part of my next version of my fullest expressed self and really bringing all of me to my life and relationships and business was specifically when it comes to business was really doing business in partnership. And one, yes, through collaborations, which you guys are going to experience throughout the podcast and everything that's going to come out this year, like really into collaborating with some amazing people, but truly being on a team with someone else. And that's why Sam is here, because we get to do this together.
Yeah, I'm so excited. And I know we're entering a stage of life that's very similar. And mm-hmm. I think that is the topic that we decided to talk about for our very first episode, which is how we plan to step into our fully expressed self in this next phase of our lives. Yeah. Do you want to take us away?
Yeah. Where do we start? So we wanted to get once it's called the Fully Expressed Podcast, right? So we want to share with you guys light into our worlds as to what it looks like for each of us to be fully expressed. And when I think about this personally for myself, like a lot of it does look like really stepping into my power and also breaking away or breaking the cycle of feeling worthy.
Yes.
In seasons. So what does that actually mean? And so what I've noticed in my own journey is like, I'll go through this process. Oh, I feel so worthy to put myself out there, to collaborate, to share my gifts, to talk about what I'm offering or what I'm not offering or what I'm giving to this world. And I'll do it in seasons. Like, and another way that I've noticed this is like also with people that may be quote unquote more healed than me or are more successful than me, that I don't feel worthy enough to reach out to them. And the next version of my fully expressed self is like, I feel worthy of that today. So like,
yes,
a really big example is like, you know, not necessarily waiting until I have made all the right connections or I haven't made a certain month in my business or I haven't done all the things that feel perfect enough to do that. It's kind of just like showing up of like, the caliber and the way that I want to show up and the kinds of connections that I want or the types of people that I want to share my gifts with, I'm worthy of that today, not jumping in seasons. Because I've noticed, like, especially with the seasons part, like I'll go through like 2023 was the year of me like refining myself and not mm-hmm. feeling like worthy again and feeling like, oh, I can't put myself out there until all parts of me are on board. And now I'm going to break that gap, right? I want to like bridge that gap. So I'm like moving through things much faster. I'm like, all right, I may not be ready for this, but I'm going to send it.
Yeah. And I think that really sounds even a lot like imposter syndrome and mm-hmm. feeling that you're kind of putting people on a pedestal and mm-hmm. thinking you need another course or another life to, you know, another year to learn something or time to get to that level or that place that we're holding these people to. And I think I've had that conversation with a lot of women lately, particularly, and I feel that it's so easy to feel that way. Mm-hmm. And I don't know that that maybe ever goes away to the fullest extent. I think it's always going to pop back up. But I also think exactly what you said, the second you just say, I am worthy, mm-hmm. that can kind of go to the back burner and you realize, yeah, okay, maybe I don't know it all. Maybe I don't have all my ducks in a row in this moment, but I can still show up fully and show up in presence mm-hmm. and learn as I go.
Yeah.
There is something to be said as fake it till you make it.
Kind of the fake it till you make it. It's kind of like being DeLulu with a plan. I heard this the other day.
I love that.
Like being DeLulu, but intentional. It's holding the vision, but obviously having structure and stuff to that. The other thing that I heard when you say that maybe this is like my own projection or perfection is like also the perfectionism that comes within this space, especially, you know, that kind of challenges the whole notion of being fully expressed, right? I think being fully expressed is being in the messiness and allowing yourself to do things even if you don't know it all, even if you don't have all the right steps, even if you don't know exactly how to execute on something, it's still moving the needle forward, which is kind of what we're talking to and kind of getting over the fact of like, I'm not perfect. I don't have all the answers. I don't have all the right connections. Oh my gosh, I haven't made this level in my life or whatever, you know, our ego loves to compare to.
Totally.
Which kind of hit highlighted when you said that. Cause I was like, oh, maybe that's a part of this too. So maybe if you're listening, like that really resonates as well.
Yeah. I think I know we're going to have a future conversation with one of our other besties who we've had this discussion with recently, which is hitting an edge and really going over that. And we'll save that conversation for her because her story is amazing. But I do think that that is the place so many of us are at. And speaking to your expertise of burnout and wanting more, wanting something, I really feel many of our conversations will hit on this, even though we're going to touch on a lot of subjects, because women are being redefined right now and they're stepping into their power in a totally new way. But how do we do that as our fully expressed self, but still holding our energy? And you know, the other day, maybe it was a couple weeks ago, I just want to read a book today. I just want to spend 2 hours reading this fantasy novel, if you know, you know, and enjoy just sitting here. And the old me would have told me that that's a waste of time. And so I feel this newest version I'm stepping into can have all of it, can do all the work and show up as the fullest version of myself, but also know that I can have a day off. Or I think you just went to the spa the other day. Really enjoying ourselves too. Life is about balance.
Yeah. No, I love that you brought this up. And I've been reflecting on this a lot, especially with the new era of the podcast, right? Like in a lot of levels, you and I are leveling up, right? Yes. We're stepping into this new era personally, but also with the podcast. And one, it takes what you're just talking to. It's like creating capacity for us to hold more, right? Creating capacity for us and our nervous systems to be with all of it. It's like the duality of life. It's like, I do want the softness and I also want the balance. I was on a podcast with someone else and we're like, how do we reframe hustle culture? Which is what you and I are talking about of like, I want the luxurious. I want the go-go. I want the deep connections. I want the collaboration. I want the success. But I also want this deep inner peace that you and I feel like when we're reading a book or the simple joys that like really light our soul.
Yeah, going to the beach, jumping in the ocean, spending time together.
The best.
Yeah. I think you can create and cultivate a life that has all of that.
Yeah. I guess it's fair to kind of say that we're really integrating our soft girl era with our hustle girl era.
Yeah.
Anyone else? Because like, you know, hustling, I don't take away from the fact that like I want to be doing a lot of things and I am a multidimensional human, but I also want to be in my soft girl era. And so maybe it is called the balanced, fully expressed era.
Yeah.
I'm just going to call it that. I want to throw it back to you. Like, what other ways are you really stepping into your fullest expressed era as this next year evolves?
Yeah, I think one of the biggest ways is really honoring and tapping into my own intuition and what feels good to me. I had a human design reading years ago. And I don't know that much about human design, but one thing, I think the biggest thing that resonated that she told me was that if it's a yes, it's a yes. If it's a no, it's a no. And if it's a maybe, it's a no. And that was a really hard lesson for me. And I know we've talked about this as recovering people pleasers, that we want to give our all to everyone all the time. And we want to say yes to all the things, especially when they sound fun and exciting. And so being able to sit with that so that you don't end up in disappointment for someone else, which sometimes it's inevitable, you're going to disappoint people, and also being okay with that. And really, this happened to me actually the other night with a friend. I was supposed to do something and I had said yes. And I gave her a lot of notice for not wanting to go, but she felt disappointed and upset. And it was a huge step for me to just hold that space and honor her feelings while also understanding that I had to honor myself and what's right for me.
Yeah. Who wants to take that? That is such an important skill set, I think, and like such a gift, right? Like being able to be in your no while also honoring someone else's experience, which is, I think, very difficult to do, especially if you do have people pleasing tendencies or you have any level of codependency or anxious attachments or anything that's like, ooh, your response means something of me.
Yeah.
And what you're saying is like, no matter how you respond, it doesn't mean anything of me. I'm still in my truth. My feelings are valid. What I need in this moment, I still need to honor.
Yeah. And I think that's even harder to do with friends, because we never want, my friendships are everything to me and I never want to disappoint my friends. But also I'm realizing sometimes it's a yes in the moment and then it becomes a no, and that's okay.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that's, I try not to ever do that, you know, a last minute cancellation. I do feel it, you know, I also want to be respectful of people's time and value. And, but I mean, sometimes it's just a yes turns a no and it's okay. Yeah. So sitting with that and being okay with disappointing people, because that has been a huge challenge in my life for sure.
Well, I'm so excited for you. I think that is like the juiciest thing. And I think it's a constant reminder. Someone that's personally done this work, it shows up in different ways. You know, like maybe it's not just friendships, so maybe it's in business. Like now you and I are in business, right? And so, and we're in a business partnership. And so like us learning to navigate, like, this is how I see the world and this is our vision for the podcast and this is what feels true. And so finding that balance and constantly practicing that in different rooms as well.
Yeah. And I think something that has helped me, I think both of us have a life lesson around this, knowing our astrology, but I think is being able to sit with other people and just see from their perspective and hold that space and be okay with having different opinions. I think for a long time, I don't know if you were this way, but I felt I had a need to kind of be right. I wanted to be right, or I wanted to prove my point. And I've really let go of a lot of that. And so I think that's something else. Like, I think, oh, I'm really excited about this podcast to be able to have conversations and sometimes probably difficult conversations or eye-opening conversations and really being open to hearing other people. I feel right now that we need that more than ever, to recognize that you can only see from your own perspective. And the more that you stop judging what you don't understand or don't know and just hold that space, it's so powerful. You can, I mean, there's so many times where people have shared things with me or their experiences that have totally shifted my perspective on something.
Wow, you and I are so much the same.
I know.
This is why she's my co-host. I only say that because I do too. You know, I feel like there was definitely this era in my life or this season where I learned so much about personal development. I learned all the things. I read all the books and then I thought I knew it all. You know what I mean? But there was this really big part of me that kind of held on to like, well, I know the right way to do this.
Totally.
And you know, when you start to invite like business partnerships or collaborations or other women, I mean, you guys are going to hear some of the most incredible guests. I'm just going to do a little drop here. Like the guests that are coming onto the podcast are higher caliber, completely elite, going to bring you the juice. And as a part of this next era, I think I've, from a coaching standpoint, I'm pretty good about like asking questions. And I'm also so excited to receive a different perspective for my mind to open and to grow and expand and not come from the place of like, I know a lot of this. It's kind of like, even if I know this, which is, I think, a lesson for all of us, no matter how many times we hear it, we need to hear it again, because the stage or the season that you're in is different, right? And that's what I love about these conversations, is because they're constantly evolving and they're just showing up in different ways. And we continue to learn these lessons. And that's the beauty of life.
Yeah. And I also really think that's how we get out of cyclical patterns. It's hearing the same message again and again from multiple people, until it clicks one day and we go, oh, that makes sense. Why didn't I do this a year ago, 10 years ago? however long the cycle is. So yeah, I feel so excited about the guests we're having on and just to be open to hearing what they have to say and their life experience.
Totally. I love that. Ajay, what did you say?
No, go ahead.
I was going to say, what else? This is us learning our jam.
Yeah.
So the other question, I mean, what's another, the other thing that I think you and I have been talking about so much in this new era is also the idea of stepping into motherhood.
You knew what I was going to say.
Yeah. So we are thinking a lot about what it looks like to become a mom.
Yeah. And having guests on as well that are going to speak to that, that we'll be able to share, I think, how we both feel, which is a more holistic idea of pregnancy and motherhood and preparing the body for pregnancy. Yeah. And even birth and postpartum, all those things that I know I'm sure can be related to. Like, I never had a mom that talked about any of those things. So I'm so excited to hear other. And I think until you step into this chapter, you don't really think about these topics.
Yeah.
And now that we've had these discussions on our own and then really kind of diving into what it means to be a mom, and a lot of our friends have had kids, it's just really interesting. I'm starting to open my mind in ways I just never broached that subject before. Yeah.
No, I feel that. I tell everyone, calls me mom.
Yeah.
As like, I think people call you mom too.
Yeah,
like,
we have both, the mom energy.
Both sure. Sam and I have very much mother energy. We are definitely the people that people go to, which we love, and we hold space. And we also are that grounded structure, which I think a lot of people feel soft to like fall into. And I truly, if you ask me as a little girl, or like even growing up, like, do you see yourself as a mom? And at that time, I couldn't say I was a mom.
Same.
And I think a lot of women, some women, I'm so grateful that you guys have this gift. Like, I have close friends that are like, I would tell them what you want to be when you grow up. And they're like, I just want to be a mom.
Totally,
like, they knew that was like their deep purpose. And for me, I was like, I know it's in my field, but it doesn't feel like anchored in my soul. Like,
yeah, it's not a
this is like really present in my life. I feel like I got to really experience life in a different way, come into, and maybe that is because I was suppressed and like really wasn't connected to my body, right? I felt like everyone else's, from the people pleasing perspective, like everyone else's opinion or whatever they wanted of me or however the life was, and I didn't really know what I wanted. And now I'm kind of in this place of like, yeah, I want to prepare my body and my heart and my soul for what it means to really be a mom.
Yeah, I think too, I always, same, and maybe because we were in that mother energy so much for the people in our life, it's really easy to then feel fulfilled in that way.
Yeah.
Obviously, having children is a very different experience. But I also think for me particularly, just because of my own childhood, I really wanted to be a conscious parent. And for so long, I never felt responsible enough that I could be less selfish. And I didn't want to be until recently. And even now, I mean, I'm still terrified to be a mom. But just me in all realness. But I'm super excited. And I feel that I found an amazing partner. And I know you have an amazing partner that definitely actually made me consider it way more.
Totally.
I've seen so many people have to parent alone, and I knew I didn't want that. And shout out to those moms, because
you guys are killing it.
Yeah. So yeah, I think really stepping into that mother energy and wanting to cultivate and prepare ourselves for that journey.
Yeah, I'm totally with you. And I think one thing I will also, and I love that you said that, I would add, is like, I also wanted to find, kind of similar to what you're talking about, like a new perspective on motherhood. And I think our world is starting to create a new way of mothering, as well as like our relationship to pregnancy. Like, that's something that I really wanted to find something different. So by all means, this is not meant to be judgmental for any mom that has given birth this way. But I really think that like a lot of the Western world, and like having a baby in the hospital, and have completely disconnected us from the true power that we have as mothers. Absolutely. There's this one beautiful podcast I was listening to by Zach Bush, and he talked about how he clearly was a doctor in this world. He was giving birth in this world, and he realized that it just wasn't working, to be frank. And so he left and went to a different
Went to Asia. I don't remember exactly
what country,
but yeah, I
he went to a different country. And in that different country, he was able to experience women that looked forward to pregnancy. There was no fear around pregnancy. There was this deep trust in their bodies that was what their bodies were meant to do. And you see this with like animals, for example. You see this with like dogs when they give birth. They just know what to do.
And I remember in that story, these women were giving birth like on dirt floors.
Yes.
And standing, pulling the baby out themselves and like walking around. Not saying we should do that, but, you know, walking around. And yeah, they were just so connected to their body.
Yeah. And that's the part where I was like, I want that version. And yes. So I've started to, one, I made myself open to receiving different stories like that, where people do have pregnancies at home. They have free birth.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And like Sam and I have like manifested having a baby in the ocean.
with dolphins,
you know, we want to do it with all of it.
Yeah.
Maybe that's not going to happen in this world. Maybe we're like a bathtub.
But we'll just play the dolphin sounds in the background.
And, you know, the primal part of us, and I think that's the other thing when it comes to our fullest expressed self, is like, I think of it as like really trusting our bodies, creating this really deep safety to permit whatever our body needs and wants, it knows.
Yeah.
And there's an intelligence behind it. There's this deep trust to, oh, the reason my body's asking me to move that way, or the reason my body wants to scream right now or do these things, it's because my body needs that in that moment and just trusting that. So I think a lot of that has been a part of my journey over the last 2 years, was learning to do that through somatics. But like, I can't wait to do that with pregnancy now, because I'm like, what a beautiful ceremony that our bodies have and are capable of creating for us. And that's what we're looking for.
Yeah. And I think whether you're ready to be a mom, you already are a mom, this is just such a powerful, I know so many of our guests we're going to have on are going to speak to this power of just understanding your connection to yourself. And I think so much of society and the pace of life that we have cultivated in the Western world has completely disassociated us from ourselves, including the phone being probably one of the biggest things. I mean, I see the phone's double-edged. It's a gift in so many ways, and it's also our biggest downfall. And I think that the more, as you're speaking to what you're saying, that we're seeing, you know, women in other cultures or even here really starting to tap back in, it is so powerful. And I think regardless of, again, if you're having a baby or wanting a baby, or you're in your early 20s, like learning how to master this skill set of listening to you. And I had this conversation not long ago with someone about health even. And I know we're going to have some amazing guests talking about health and wellness, but I think that it still comes back to you trusting yourself and knowing what nobody is in your body, you know? And so the more we can master tapping in and connecting, the more powerful we're going to be as humans, as people. And I know for motherhood and pregnancy, like, wow, it would just change everything, because it's easy to give our power away.
Mm-hmm. And maybe that's also the part of our next era here. It's like this ongoing developing presence that you and I are connecting with our bodies, whether that is by being our most authentic self, whether that is in being in motherhood, whether that is in business. It's like really by leaning into these big, more moments that you and I are creating. Mm-hmm. It's also in duality with like taking my body along with me, being with it, listening to it, connecting to our bodies, because at the end of the day, no one knows, to your point, what's in here.
Yeah.
And that's so important.
Yeah. And I think it's so beneficial to get knowledge and information, because knowledge is power. But at the end of the day, you have to then take that and resonate and say what truly resonates, what hits, what feels good, and be okay if everybody is telling you this is the thing. I mean, diet is such a huge example. You know, you need to be a vegan, you need to be a keto, you need to be paleo, whatever. And I think we are all bio-individual beings. And so it still comes back to, does this resonate? Does this feel good? Do I feel good? Do I feel optimal? And really taking that knowledge, letting it be power for you, but then also checking in.
Yeah, I love that you're saying this, because if you are a listener of the podcast and you continue to be a listener of the podcast, we're going to give you guests. And at the end of the day, you get to discern what lands and what doesn't.
Yes.
What I have, if you want some guidance in that, what has really supported me as my North Star is like, if my awareness gets curious about a comment or a thing, I get curious about it. Mm. I don't make myself identify with it, but I'm like, why am I so curious about this topic or this new form of thinking, and like allowing myself to go there. And then also, like, if you I've noticed in my body, when I hear something that is for me, my body wants to lean in.
Yeah.
And in leaning in, I'm like, oh, I'm like kind of giving my body like the person an ear and be like, okay, I'm here to receive this. And even if you do lean in, you still have a choice to say and discern, okay, this still wasn't for me.
Yeah.
But it's in the experience of getting curious where you get to really decide. I think sometimes when we're learning more information or new information or opening ourselves up to a different way of being and living and showing up in this world, we kind of stop ourselves before we even experience it.
Mm.
And what I've learned in my experience is like, in experiencing is how you know. You don't know unless you experience it.
So true.
But you always have the opportunity to decide that it's a no.
Yeah, I agree. I also would add to that, if you feel strong resistance, look at that as well. Because sometimes
exactly,
there have been times when I felt very resistant to something and I really needed it or needed to hear it. Even actually, I went to a breathwork class last night and at 5:30, it was at 6:30, 5:30, I'm like to my husband, let's just cancel. I'm stressed. You know, we had this today. I'm like, I think we should cancel, you know. And he goes, no, you need this. You're resisting. And I went and it was epic. It was amazing. It was everything I needed. And so, yeah, I just say to watch the resistance, because sometimes we do resist what is best for us too.
But we won't know unless we try it.
Yes.
You know, that's the key. Yeah. That's the key, right? Like you...
Yeah.
We'll get these signals. Like, let's say breathwork wasn't the thing for you last night.
Yeah.
You would have walked away and be like, I should have listened to that resistance.
True.
And I'm sure the code or the frequency or the energy behind the resistance would have been different.
Yes.
Versus like the resistance of like, I know this is good for me, but it's stretchy.
True.
The energy is different.
Yeah.
And the only way to discern that is by trying. You know, it's like putting yourself out there. And that's what you get really good at. Like, especially like you were saying, like moments where you like have plans, you don't want to go. You know inside when you are when we're like, I could go, but I'm just being lazy and I don't want to. Like, you know.
Yeah.
Like, I think you know.
Yeah.
And you also know when this is a full body no. And yes. So you got to get in this practice of experiencing to know and then allowing the fluidity to teach you. Because in teaching you, you get to listen. And no one else can tell you what that is. And that's one of the things that I am just going to go on a little rant here. Like, social media bugs me because... You hear like A plus B equals C, or because you have this symptom, this is what you have, or because you're experiencing the world in this way, that's that. And to be honest, that's why it's so important to have someone in the process with you. I can see you where you really are. But at the end of the day, you get to decide what that is for you. No one can pull you further along in the journey.
Hmm.
You got to be able to meet yourself in the journey.
Yeah. Also, social media sends you more of what you observe. So it could be an echo chamber as well.
Oh, 100%. Yeah. It's just like all of a sudden you're getting like data points from all places. Like, you decide something and you're like,
yeah,
well, now I'm learning all about whatever today.
Yeah, you know? That's true. Yeah. One last thing I wanted to say about the breathwork that I think is a great example of going anyways, even if you're feeling resistance. There was a guy that came for the first time. I'd been to this breathwork before. A man came for the first time and he made a joke like, oh, I tried every excuse not to come. And I think he'd been invited a few times and he hadn't gone. At the end of the breathwork, he sat up and he said, I don't even know what happened. I just saw my whole life flash before my eyes, you know? And he had this crazy, because the type of breathwork we were doing releases the DMT. He had this insane experience. And I mean, he was blown away and I'm sure he'll be back. But I think, you know, his review or his understanding after experiencing it was just gratitude for actually showing up for himself. And I think that is just the perfect example of how when we reach that edge, when we push ourselves, when we try, when we just say, I'm going to give it a try, you can really discern it's for me, it's not. And sometimes you have incredible surprises
mm-hmm.
of what's to come.
Yeah. And I think what you landed there is like doing things that are supportive for us too.
Yes.
I think maybe that's like also aligned to this theme of this episode, is like our next fully expressed version of ourselves is truly giving our bodies what's the best for our bodies. And we've talked about it so much in like life, relationships, and business already, but this also involves our health, which, you know, I know that you and I are both like health conscious, love wellness.
Yes.
Which is a whole nother conversation. But, you know, I think my mindset or my view to health is like, this is going to support me in being my fullest expressed self. And that's why this podcast is going to be so much about the idea of really incorporating your health and optimizing your hormones, optimizing your gut health, really eating foods that support you in different seasons of your life, you know, really living by our biological being. I know we're going to talk a lot. There's going to be a guest that's going to come and talk about how the sun influences your body and your health. And it's just because, you guys, your health and your nutrition, the stuff that you put in your body, is literally the gas or the kind of fuel that you're giving your body to operate on.
Yeah, which is your car. Your body is your car.
Yeah. And if you want your car and your body to work well and to be able to give and show up and in all the ways that you want, it's got to be clean. It's got to be optimized. It's got to feel good. And so that's a really important piece for, I think, ongoing for us in our fullest express self. I know I'm on my next journey of my hormone health to prepare me for pregnancy. And it's so important.
I agree. I think recognizing that a fullest expression of self really is mind, body, spirit. It's all three together. And yeah, I think we were in, a lot of us were in either mind or body and forgetting the spirit, or, you know, too far in the spirit as some people and not in the body. And I think that it's the trifecta of really finding the center point of all three. And that is what so many of our guests will be speaking to, how to get to that center point, how to come back into themselves, and also just sharing incredible stories of how they've overcome things, how they've found success, how they've found their fullest expression of their self, or are finding the fullest expression of themselves.
Mm-hmm. And I guess the last thing here too to add as we start to wrap up the episode a little bit is, you know, your fullest expressed self doesn't have to look like Sam and I. And it, you know, like I think what I love about Sam and I is that one of the differences is that Sam is very creative. She is one of the most creative humans. She expresses herself in so many different ways. If you don't know this, she's also a goldsmith and does jewelry and does art, and she's all into her creative expression. And I'm maybe a little bit more not as creative, but I express myself in different ways. And so it's you finding your unique creativity and your own unique way of expressing yourself in this. And so, you know, when we think about expression, you know, we can think of it as like self-expression, like expressing yourself through your clothes. You can, which I really want to level up my wardrobe this year, and like really step into like, what does Karenna's essence look like through clothes?
Yeah. I feel like I have 10 essences and I could be a hippie one day and then a businesswoman and then I don't know.
But that's your fullest express.
Yeah, maybe it is having different identities based on the day.
Yeah. I mean, I look like a blob in the morning most of the time.
I mean, me too. You saw me this morning.
And so, I just want to say that like whatever is here is welcome.
100%.
And whatever that looks like for you. But I can say that with the podcast, we're going to try and give you guys the foundation and the tools for you to decide. And really, honestly, bringing us back to the body, the spirit, and what all of us really know. I think one thing that the world has done a disservice for us is kind of put blinders on us.
Mm,
it's programmed us not to be connected to ourselves, not be connected to the self. And we want to start peeling back that layers for you guys so you guys can really see who you really fucking are.
Yeah.
I'm not going to like stand, but keep that back. Like,
yeah. And empower you to be your fullest expression and stop comparing to us or to anybody else.
Yeah.
But like, who is that for you?
Mm-hmm. Using your voice, showing up in relationships, the death through intimacy, sexuality, whatever. We're going to bring it all because that's what God created us to be.
Yeah.
And like life source.
And we're using a fraction of our potential right now. Okay. Even us. That's my goal at least, to really access even more and see what that brings and see what that looks like. And that doesn't mean work more. It doesn't mean push more. It just means open more.
Yeah. And I think open more, express more, be more.
Boom. Mic drop.
All right. We love you guys. We'll see you next week.
Yeah. Can't wait.
Thank you so much for tuning in. We really appreciate you being here. If you enjoyed this episode, we'd be grateful if you could leave us a review and share it with a friend.
Also, we would love to hear from you. Reach out to us on Instagram and let us know where you feel inspired to express yourself as you embrace this next era. We are here to support you and encourage you.
See you on the next one.